This month on Cannibal Halfling Radio, Band of Blades Part 2.
You rotten sacks of metal and flesh, get moving! Those damn legionnaires are coming for us, we're going to finish them off once and for all.
Yelling it. So it seems like there's probably at least one more knight involved here.
This sounds perfect. A singular commanding figure. A singular large rifle.
So, yeah, you're sort of in a control position at this point, because you have the initiative. No one's coming out of the temple right now. There you are, standing outside of it. What are you going to do?
Marikal wordlessly just grabs from his side just his own wrecking kit, which comes in the form of a long bandolier of explosives, and just looks at both of you.
All right. Shade readjusts the grip on their gun and moves in position to try to find a vantage point from which they can see the commander.
Okay, let's see now. So if you're trying to be sneaky sneak, make sneaky sneak over there.
If they're doing the other stuff, I want to start trying to do some research on the... what were the things that just came out? Maybe we can find some sort of weakness on them.
Interesting. Yeah, I think that's interesting. Okay, yeah, sure. Let's see that research roll first, because depending on how it goes, that might be applicable to everyone else. So let's see your research. My devil's bargain is two more ticks on the personal attention clock. This is taking time.
Yeah, I'm not going to spend that amount of time. So I'm going to see what happens.
Okay.
That's a 4, so partial success.
So here is the thing. You're going to learn something about the Gaunt. Their blood has been replaced. It's not like the molten sludge of a rotter that the broken known as Blighter likes to feel. These individuals have had their blood replaced by something that you saw a doctor's report before the battle event in Mark Fields called Cinder Blood. This is apparently a chemical or a compound or... it might even be the blood of the Cinder King himself that has been given specifically to the broken known as Render to give him power. So it would look like Render has been experimenting with Cinder blood and infusing his undead troops with it. That's why you have these Gaunt. That's why these Gaunt function the way they do, why they can use weapons after a fashion, why they can be kind of armor bolted into them without any loss of speed or flexibility. Now, for the 4, let's see, because that's not a full success, so I get to do something mean. I'm just gonna fill in a tick on a clock here and see what happens. Just the 1. It's all good. As you are burning a little bit of time to learn how these Gaunt are made. So, nothing immediately applicable. It looks like Blackshot will kill him, same as anyone else. Same as any other type of actual undead, but that might be some useful information down the road. If you could find out a way to keep Cinderblood from being used, that'd be a pretty big deal. You'd remove Render's main ground force. So, Shade, I believe we have some sneaky sneaking to do from you.
Yes. Sneaking around, trying to find the right vantage point to take out the commander. I'm gonna ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't really have enough stress to push, but I can always ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
What would a devil's bargain for this look like?
The devil's bargain would be that I'm going to put a complication on the field here that you will have to deal with if you get anything but a flawless success, essentially. And that complication is the commander spots you and immediately acts upon your existence. Now, it's not an immediate, I'm going to inflict harm off, you know, cuff, but you will have an immediate desperate problem to deal with if you don't get a 6.
I am not going to take that devil's bargain, and I'm just going to roll my 2 dice.
Okay.
And this is where we have to remember that, you know, the post hoc dice results does not change the probability logic, because there was still a 25% chance that this would happen!
So he rolled 2 threes. Dear listeners, and I feel like there's a very important moral here. Very important. So you were in a risky position. Things go badly. I'm going to fill in two more ticks on a clock called personal attention. Oh, look! I filled the clock! Ah, I wonder what happened there. So I'm basically going to, because you blew the roll, basically, I'm basically going to get the effect of my devil's bargain anyways, which pleases me very much. So, Shade, you climb up a tree. You scramble across the branches, and I wouldn't say this temple has, like, windows, per se. But it's got, like, a secondary roof that is supported by columns, and there are gaps in the columns, and that looks down into, like, a little courtyard inside the temple, and that's where you're like, all right, this might be a good place to look. You look down, and in the temple, well, first of all, it looks pretty gruesome. There, originally, the way the Legion found out about this potential mission is that some acolytes got back to Plainswood. You get to see what happened to all the acolytes and the priests who didn't get out of the temple, because they have been apparently flayed alive and their skins used as new wallpaper.
Oh.
So first of all, you get hit with this horrible stench of death, and then there's just people skin all over the walls. But amidst all the horror, there is a plain wooden table, and on it there are a couple maps, mostly of Plainswood and the surrounding area, it looks like, and there are there's one knight who is just turning away as you walk away, as you, you know, walk up to the between the columns, very stealthily, I'm sure. Leaving behind, standing at like the head of the table, a woman, definitely still human, raven hair, wearing more some of the paraphernalia of the knights. There's like one hook on a chain at her waist, but more like leather armor than the plate that you've seen so far. And as you are like thinking maybe you're about to draw a bead on her, she looks commandery, she looks up at you and you lock eyes with Xenia the Sable Arrow, a lieutenant of the Black Oak Knights. Now, a lieutenant is a specific type of enemy. So like gaunts are line troops, Knights of the Black Oak are elites. They're infamous, who are like, you know, elites and line troops, which have become well known because they've accomplished something. And then there are lieutenants. There is a little summary next to each one of these enemy types. I'm going to read you the summary for a lieutenant. Some of you will die. Good luck.
Wait, that's the summary?
That's the summary for a lieutenant type. Some of you will die. Good luck.
Okay, can I just shoot now? Or forever hold my
yes.
peace?
I was about to ask, what do you want to do? Desperate position, I think.
Spending my ammo, I think.
Because as you, like, line up, you're like, oh shit, and you shoulder your rifle. She had a bow on the table, she's picked it up, and she's drawing an arrow from her quiver, and you can see, like, wisps of pure corruption coming off of that arrowhead. So yeah, now...
Take the shot. Take the shot.
Yeah, I'm spending my last ammo to increase the effect.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you, because I know you've been thinking about it. What does a devil's bargain look like in this highly reflexive case?
Gosh, that's a good question. Here is what I will give you. Your rifle will be lost in this shootout. Exactly how will depend upon how well you roll and whatnot. We'll flavor it appropriately, but your rifle will be toast for the rest of this mission if you take that devil's bargain.
I have another gun and I gotta do this now. Taking it. Alright, I'm going for it.
Well, that is interesting. Okay, so if I am understanding this correctly, you get off a shot. It takes her in the shoulder. She's not dead. But it hit a palpable hit. But one of her arrows basically shoots up and hits your rifle, like, right in front of the trigger guard. And just, like, burns its way through the wood and the metal. And you can practically, like, taste the corruption already just coming off that gun. That holding that gun will kill you. So you drop it. I'm going to leave Shade behind for a second. I'm going to go back to... God, Shade's thing went so wrong so quick. Marco, you were going to start rigging this place up to explode.
Yeah.
Right.
Suddenly, that seems like a much better idea than it did a minute ago. So let's deal with the wreck first, and then we'll feck around with the time a little bit here.
Now, I would like to... Is it a group role? Because I have two ranks in wreck, too. And I have some oil to throw in.
Actually, yeah. If Marco wants to lead a wreck check, everyone rolls, which increases your chance, because that's more dice, of course, of succeeding.
I don't mind taking a trauma.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so, yeah, and that's only if people roll any 1 through 3s. So, yeah, both of you roll the wreck check. And I think it's a risky situation, so no surprise there.
And I'm at 3 stress, so I'm going to take my... Actually, no, I'm going to push for 2. Because I have a feeling that if we do this, it might... Ooh, I'm glad I did. 5.
Okay. Well, let's see what Marco rolls as well. Before we get our totals here.
So, what does the assist help with? Do I add a die?
No. So, yeah, if you're doing a group check, everyone... Well, yeah, I suppose you could do the assist, but you're fishing for more dice, really. That's the difference between assisting in a group. If you're assisting, only one person can do it, you add a single die. If you're doing a group check, you might pick up a lot of stress from it, but you get to add everyone's die for the skill.
Cool. And 1 point means I roll 1 die, doesn't it?
If you have 1 point, you roll 1 die. That's correct.
Oh, actually, cool. I just want to say that you assisted me. That would take off the stress.
Yeah, yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Marco takes one stress.
Yeah, one stress to help.
You can roll a die, Marco. So 2 5s. So all right. So it was risky. You did it. You suffered harm. A complication.
So I'll take the 2 stress anyway. So yeah.
You end up in a desperate position. I'm going to go with desperate position. So there you are, rigging up explosives, when another squad of gaunt come tearing out of the entrance of the temple, loop around to where you're rigging up all these explosives, and start to charge towards you. Jim and Sergeant Hightower are with you too, obviously. So I'm going to ask of the outside group first, what do you want to do about these gaunt? And I do want to ask one question, though. Narrative question. How are you going to set off these explosives? Are they on a timer? Is there you've run a wire to a detonator somewhere? I'm not going to mess with your method of detonation, because I've gone with the desperate position thing and thrown more gaunt at you, but I just want to know.
I was thinking that we'd probably... I was going to go with the standard thing. I have a jug of oil and a pistol with some black powder.
Okay, you're going to shoot the bomb. Okay, good. Okay.
I know it doesn't really quite work, but it's cinematic.
It's cinematic. It works plenty. Alchemicals are known to be a little... explosive, shall we say. Okay. Okay, in that case, I'm going to default to my... Alright, you have a squad of gaunt running towards you.
Would maneuver be the way to get them into a good position for us?
Basically trying to kite the gaunt?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say so. It is a point of order that these gaunt are not being led by anyone, so they're not very smart right now.
I guess maneuver to get them in, and what would a devil's bargain be for that?
The devil's bargain is that you will cut yourself off, at least for a little while, from the rest of your legionnaires. So, Marco and Elaine and Jim and Shade will not be able to get to you or see you for a while, because you're running off. You're like, go that way, I'm going this way, and off you go.
Yeah, I think that's... I'm looking at something that doctoring would do, but I don't think that's really going to work.
Can't really doctor running away from a bunch of undead to kite them into an explosion.
You know what? Yo-ho.
Yo-ho, exactly. All right, here we go.
So that's a partial...
Good thing you had that extra die.
Yeah, it is.
It could have been real bad. So in this case, what I think I'm going to do is I am going to hit you with two harm. Absolutely of the psychological kind. Haunted by gaunts. This is a traumatic experience. You are on your own, being chased by undead with metal bolted into them, and with something that is not blood flowing through their rotting veins. This is going to stick with you for a little bit. Now, you can, of course, choose to resist that.
Yes, the problem is, if I spend doctorates to ignore all penalties for the scene, actually, you know what? Yeah, I'll use my doctorate to ignore it.
Okay. All right, so you have it. Mark it on your sheet, because that is going to still be there when this scene is done. But yeah, you're just like, I'm going to keep on running. Fuck it. So, gosh, I'm gonna hop back to Shade before I jump back to Marco, because I feel like when we jump back to Marco, something is going to explode in an irrevocable way. Shade.
Yes.
Your rifle is gone.
Yeah.
Xenia looks at the bullet wound in her shoulder, looks up at you, and you see her eyes narrow, and she's reaching for another arrow in her quiver. What do you do?
Second gun!
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Look, if I'm gonna die a hero, it involves a lot of gunfire. Now, I don't have any more aim actions. I still have plenty of ammo.
Yeah, which is good.
But I just have this pistol.
Yep. Sidearm time. Oh my god, you're fighting a fresh 4 person. This is gonna be so bad. It's so bad.
So, I'm trying to decide. Does this mean I fire shots to cover my escape, or does this mean that I try to end it?
Right, yeah, are you gonna try to go for broke here?
This is always the thing about one-shots. You never have any attachment to the characters. I'm going for broke.
Okay, so here is the thing. You are threat 2. She is threat 4. So right now, if you don't push or get a crit or do a flashback or something, you're not going to be able to hurt her. So you need to be doing things in order to ding her for ticks.
And the building is rigged to blow.
The building is rigged to blow, yes. Which you knew that was the plan. You're not really sure how well that is going.
I'm not sure how well it's going, but it's like, okay. Nope, now is time to reverse out the window. Never mind, change my mind. So that would be a maneuver.
That would be, yeah, if you're booking it entirely, yep.
What's the devil's bargain here?
The devil's bargain is you basically have to jump off the roof.
Oh, I'm so taking that. Okay.
And you will take 2 harm from this.
Okay. Alright.
Okay, so you just jump off the roof.
I'm gonna jump off the roof dramatically and in the correct direction that puts me away from the bombs. That's a crit.
Ooh, that is pretty baller. Okay.
Critical jumping off the roof?
Oh god, that is critical jumping off the roof. Okay. No, I think that's a good idea. Xenia follows you. You hear a clank noise behind you. You look back as you're running to the edge of the group, and it looks like she threw up that hook on her waist, and it must be attached to some right machinery, because there's a rapid sound of like a chain being retracted, and she just shoots up onto the roof and starts to chase you, knocking another arrow. You go off the roof, you hit the ground, ow. Busted knee is what the name of that harm would be, I think. And she gets to the edge of the roof and starts, drawing another bead on you. But she is standing beneath she's standing above a pretty large pile of explosives. Marco, what do you want to do?
Marco is going to ready her axe, his axe, as he aims towards the detonator, and before he goes, he just puts in front of him his fine heavy, he doesn't have that actually, because he just puts in front of him his shield, just to be safe as possible.
Well, you went with a heavy load, correct?
Yep.
Yes, you have a fine tower shield, if I recall correctly. Yeah, you have a fine tower shield for heavy. So you're all and you have a fine wrecking kit. That's why there's so many explosives. Yeah, so that sounds reasonable. I think this definitely is a risky position, as it is. So I'm leaving you the chance if you want to try to increase the effect of this by putting it up to desperate.
Gonna do my first one this session and ask for Devil's Bargain.
The Devil's Bargain. Okay, so here is what I am going to do. If you take the Devil's Bargain, you will suffer 3 harm. Because you are hitting a pile of explosives with an axe. Now, that is still harm you might be able to resist and whatnot, or spend armor on, but that 3 harm before anything else happens, before we see how the dice roll. That's how it is.
I'm going to take it.
Okay. I'm going to say the explosive is functionally 2 ranks of effect, so you're already sitting pretty decent, but do you want to try to push for even more of an effect?
Oh no, I already took 6 tries, so I don't think I can push any further.
Take some trauma.
Okay, okay, one shot, baby. I gotta take some trauma by pushing 2 stress.
Okay, which one of the traumas would you like to select? I just want to know.
Reckless, yeah, reckless would suit that.
Oh my god, yeah, that's yep. Okay, let's see the roll.
4 and 4.
Okay, all right. So desperate action 4. Oh my goodness.
You got her! That's hilarious!
So...
Hit it now!
So Marco, swings the axe. There is the sound of shattering glass. And you... Yeah, no, you Captain America this, where you, just duck behind your shield as the world goes white. Xenia has a moment to look down and realize what you dumb legionnaires have done before she and about half of the temple... And all of the gaunt who are currently haunting Kaios are vaporized in a giant explosion. Now, here's what I'm gonna do. Because that you know, it's a desperate act here. I'm going to up the harm level that you're taking to 5 before you start to try to get rid of this thing. So this is lethal. So you need to spend your armor and make your resistance if you're going to have a chance of surviving this.
Okay, I'm going to spend my fine tower shield. Can I spend that, or is that
count? Oh yes, that counts as a blink. You're down to 4, still lethal, but.
Well, I'll spend my remaining armor point of the fade heavy plate.
So now you're down to 3, which is you're functionally out of the fight, but you are alive. Would you like to try to resist?
Can I resist beyond getting a trauma, or do I have to wait till for next time of rest?
So the way it works basically is that your stress is wiped out and you start to refill the track.
I'll try to roll that. Yeah. Would that be prowess, insight, or resolve?
This is definitely prowess. this is cool. You're tanking this explosion.
4.
Okay, so you take 2 stress and it drops down to 2. I think that's as far as down as you can get it. So I'm going to name that harm that you take, well done. Because well done, you have completed the assault mission with far, far more than flying colors. You killed a lieutenant. That is a persistent thing. Xenia cannot come back. She has been McVaporized. So, now there were a few, let's be honest here, Marco's hearing isn't going to come back for a while. But Shade and, Shade in particular, as you're picking yourself up off the ground from your leap, you hear a little bit of fighting. That one knight that you saw leave the room got out of the temple, but Sergeant Hightower and Jim got the drop on him and cut him down. She reports, she basically pokes her head into what's left of the temple, reports that there's no one left. Everything of value has been vaporized. Everyone who might have been inside is definitely dead. Mission accomplished. She tries to report to Marco. he can't hear her. She turns the shade and reports mission accomplished. Guess we head back to camp. So, as what's left of the Silver Stags and our heavy medic and a sniper truck their way back to the camp outside of Plainswood, I turn to our marshal to see how that secondary recon mission went. Okay, so you're at two die already, because they're all loyal to the Legion, and the commander spent intel. You have rookies on the mission, so no reason they wouldn't trust the leadership, so no problem there. Now, this is a recon mission, Quartermaster. Are you going to spend horses for the recon mission with the Grinning Ravens?
Yes.
Okay, so you get a third die there. However, is any Legionnaire starting with a heavy load? I don't think that would be relevant. I don't think they would. It's a recon mission. So yeah, Marshall, you can roll three die, and we will see how our secondary mission went.
Oh!
Oh.
Wow. That is not a single success.
Well, they're dead. They're dead.
So Rex and Elia both get 2 XP. But the result for a... you got a 1, a 2, and a 3, so you got the full spread of fail. The secondary mission goes horribly wrong. The mission fails, first of all. 3 rookies in the Grinning Ravens do not come home. And both of those specialists have level 3 arms, so they're functionally out of action. And you come back. You know, so there's Marco, who's hearing his comeback now, and you're in the tent with the command staff. And you're making your report on, you kills a lieutenant, the assault machine was successful, the temple is neutralized as a base. They can't believe that you managed to kill Xenia, because that should have been a mission failure immediately. And then there's a lot of hubbub in the camp as what's left of the Grinning Ravens return. The soldier and the rookie who survived, I guess there was a bit of a parallel there, are each basically carrying Elias and Rex. Like on their backs, and they're covered in like horrible burns. It doesn't look like fire, it looks like some sort of acid. And the only thing you get out of them, any sort of action, is that Blighter, a Broken, was in that village and she was experimenting on something. Some sort of undead that spits acid. And yeah, no one else came back. This is it. So I'm going to go down the list, basically, here, of what occurred. The assault mission succeeded. That's good. Marshal, increase the morale by 2. You're going to need it shortly. Quartermaster, you get +1 supply. But the recon mission failed. Commander, mark +1 time. Fill in a tick on that there time clock. As time starts to pass and things start to sort of calm down in the camp, people start to think about what they're going to do for the next couple days. Word comes in that the caravan that needed to be escorted out of Plainswood still left with their own guards, and a single survivor came back. The caravan was slaughtered trying to move east. So the marshal lose 1 morale in that supply mission. Now, you lost, over the course of these 2 missions, 5 Legionnaires. Morale is reduced by 5. Morale takes a nosedive.
Shit.
So, yeah, big yikes. Big yikes on that one, to say the least. I'm going to take a second here to consult the horror that just occurred. Because then we move into, essentially, the campaign phase. And we're just going to go through this relatively quick, just to, like, figure out, you know, how the Legion functions when it's back at camp. So, time passes. Pressure goes up by 1 as the undead close in on Plainswood. Time increases by 1 as time passes. A point of food, a use of food is consumed, Quartermaster. So if we had had a Lorekeeper, they would essentially do what I'm about to do, which is go, hey, Marshall, how much morale do we have?
One.
I basically go to a list of scenes back at the camp. And this will essentially be the last thing. So, as time starts to pass and legionnaires consume their rations, Shreya, who is this like divine warrior, right, looks slightly inhuman, is sort of unsettling to be around, comes into the camp. She sort of comes and goes on her own sort of rules. And she is hauling the rookie from the Grinning Ravens by the collar. And she like throws him down into the dirt of the campsite in front of the commander and says, I caught this one trying to leave. Seems you have a deserter. Do with him what you will. And walks away. What do you do?
Rise, congratulations for volunteering. I think you are a special project of mine now. I think we need to make sure that we prepare you. Commander is only as good as his men's service, and it's time to make sure that we bring you and all the others. Jim, you have a new partner.
Jim sort of like nods to you and grabs Darius by the back of the collar and hauls him up. Welcome to the Silver Stags, Darius. We're the last ones out, and hauls him towards the Silver Stag section of the camp. So, that was interesting. That was a good way to take that. I like that. So, let's see. Marshall has already marked all the horrible morale depth. So, Quartermaster, usually this would be your time to take some campaign actions and work towards, you know, the betterment of the Legion, Frederick. Your position. The problem is your morale is so in the dumps, you do not get any free campaign actions. But you can spend supply to get some. Would you like to do so?
We have some supply.
You have three, I think. You got one from the assault mission, and you had two, so you have three. Now, supply doesn't translate into food or anything like that. Those are tracked separately. The only thing with supply, if you have zero of it, obviously you're short a resource. If you ever lose supply and don't have it, you lose morale. But it's comparatively rare for you to lose supply. Well, it could certainly happen.
I think in this case it would make sense to spend the supply, yeah. Oh. Can you be Liberty Recruit or Rest and Recuperation?
I mean, you have free supply. If I recall correctly, there's no cap on how many you can spend. You can just only do each action once, right? So you can only do one Liberty, you can only do one Asset, only one Recruit.
Okay, I'm going to say Liberty and Recruit.
Okay. Now, that leaves you with one supply. I will ask, you can boost campaign actions by spending more supply.
I'm holding that supply.
You're going to hold on to that. Okay, so, everyone, every character, period, because of the Liberty, clears three stress right away. Okay? That's pretty good. Also, Marshall, the morale increases by two.
That was the big thing.
That was the big thing. And the recruit, I'm actually going to read it out because it's topical. So this war has left soldiers crawling home and mercenaries guarding villages and roads or raiding them. And that's definitely what's going on here. So the Legion picks up five rookies as recruits. And they are given over the marshal to replenish the rosters with. So you replace all the losses that you took in these two missions. You're still a man short. But yeah, okay, you've refilled the ranks with soon to be corpses. And we will leave that there, and I'm just gonna ask the commander, does the Legion is going to advance? Okay.
I think I'm thinking that because we've used up a bunch of supplies to move on. I think the best route right now is to, as we go east, first step is the charted course is to go to Sunstrider Camp, because that takes us along West Lake and East Lake, which both are cities with supplies. So we can hopefully not have to run on supplies, short supplies for long.
Well, it certainly sounds like a plan.
And that means I have to make a roll to...
Yes, so what is the pressure? What is the pressure right now?
Pressure is 2.
Okay, so you'd be rolling 2 dice. This is one where you want to roll low, if I recall correctly. I'm going to check it. Now, this can be reduced, this number of dice can be reduced by spending horses. So you have 2 uses left of that 1 square of horses. Would you like to use any?
Yeah, I think I'll use 1.
Well, no, it's the quartermaster who decides.
No, I think that's reasonable.
So you have to argue with the quartermaster whether or not you're going to get this. Okay, let's just the 1, so you're rolling 1 die. See how much time passes.
That's a 6.
Wow, that is unfortunate. So you fill in 3 ticks. And I think the way this looks is the Legion are, everyone's either mounted or in a supply wagon. Like, no one is marching. The Legion is moving fast. And yet the undead, particularly the Knights of the Black Oak, who are furious at the loss of their lieutenant, are hot on your heels. And we will end there. Join us on the road to Skydagger Keep. Our numbers are few, our supplies are low, and every operation is a deadly risk. But if any chance exists to make a difference in the outcome of the war, it is this cohort, the only remaining hope, this bloody band of Blades. Hold on, I do have one question for everyone before we go to the outro bits. Would you play this again?
Oh, definitely.
I think so, yeah. It's, yeah, I think it's part just some of the issues I have with Blades in the Dark. Blades in the Dark tries to re-inject Crunch into Powered by the Apocalypse, and I'm not really convinced by it.
You can find show and article updates at Hungry Halfling on Twitter. Drop us a line there at CannibalHalfling@gmail.com or on our Discord.
You can find reviews, stories, advice, and game material on Cannibal Halfling Gaming. That's CannibalHalflingGaming.com.
And you can support us at Patreon.com/CannibalHalflingGaming, which lets us cover costs, pay our contributors, and save up for bigger projects, like this one. Thanks for listening. Good luck out there.
Don't run into any lieutenants.
Yeah, don't run into any lieutenants.